On college campuses across the country, a growing challenge is cybersecurity. That's because colleges and universities tend to have open networks containing lots of information, making them vulnerable targets. From WGBH's Higher Education Desk, Kurt Carapeza reports that despite repeated warnings, colleges are not adapting quickly enough to today's threats.
Earlier this afternoon, university leadership announced that our College of Engineering had been the target of two highly sophisticated cyber attacks.
In May, Penn State revealed its computer networks were infiltrated by Chinese hackers who downloaded usernames and passwords. At a press conference, Provost Nick Jones said Penn State first learned about the breach in November when the FBI alerted the university.
In a coordinated and deliberate response by Penn State, the college's computer network has been disconnected from the internet, and a large-scale operation to securely recover all systems is underway.
Then in June, Harvard disclosed a data breach of its network. They aren't alone. The University of Chicago, Auburn, and UC Berkeley all suffered hacks this past year that compromised the personal information of faculty, staff, students, and alumni. These breaches are happening more and more frequently, but hackers aren't always looking for the same information. In some cases, the attacks are targeting intellectual property and research, but more frequently, they're after addresses and phone numbers, transcripts, and social security numbers.
You can worry about intellectual property on a college campus. I'm working on this amazing new scientific discovery, and I don't want someone to steal it. A lot of the cases we've seen have not been that.
That's Josephine Wolf, a fellow at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society.
You know, a big piece of it is just that the things people break when they attack computer systems is almost never the matter.
We caught up with her outside the university's computer science building, and she told us colleges are facing a tough choice. Sacrifice security for the sake of access, or lock down their networks and undermine collaboration on campus.
I think what's really at stake for the universities is trying to maintain this atmosphere of being open, collaborative research institutions, but still being trusted by all of the other government-private partners that they work with to not be worried that they're going to be kind of a gateway in for bad guys.
Wolf says the ever-changing digital landscape further complicates cybersecurity on campus, and no university is emerging as a model because the industry standard doesn't exist yet.
Nobody knows exactly what a model would look like, right? Would the model for universities be somebody who was super secure and had locked down everything and was scanning every single device that came onto campus? A lot of colleges would tell you they don't want that. That's not their ideal.
With so many students and faculty bringing their own devices, scanning every computer and smartphone is a tough sell, says Christian Hammer. He's chief of information security at Harvard.
Defending networks in general is a difficult challenge for folks.
At a campus technology conference in Boston, I asked Hammer why Harvard and other universities have been caught flat-footed, suffering some of the country's biggest hacks.
I think that we're seeing these issues across industries. I don't think that higher ed is unique in any way.
Josephine Wolf with Harvard's Berkman Center disagrees. She says universities are unique because they tend to have computer networks equal to major corporations, but with fewer privacy protections.
For the most part, when we see data breaches, they're data that's not being stored by you personally. They're data that's being stored in bulk by an administrative office, and you as a student or a faculty really have no control over how that's being handled.
Security expert Lisa Myers says colleges are starting to realize that cyber attacks have tangible consequences, and both individuals and institutions need to be more vigilant.
I hope that there is a growing sense that there's benefit for each of us to protect the network of the universities. It's not just about protecting some kind of faceless corporation. You're protecting your own research, you're protecting your own reputation.
Back at the campus technology conference, Myers and I walked the showcase floor where vendors are pushing flashy new cybersecurity software.
Anything that you're really impressed with?
There was,
not really.
Well, something that looked like a robot lectern or something. That was kind of amazing.
A lot of swag, too.
Yes.
A lot of, like, candy and stress balls and pens.
The nature
of it. The land of 1,000 pens.
Right.
In the land of higher ed, Myra says much of the software being sold here won't solve colleges' cybersecurity problems. It's about setting priorities and getting buy-in from faculty and students.
My hope is that this has kind of permeated the popular consciousness enough that people will start thinking about it.
Kurt Carapeza, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA-CREF Financial Services.